You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 110. You know, there's no doubt that there are lots of opinions about network marketing and multi-level marketing and direct sales out there, certainly on the internet. And some are good, some are bad, and some are just plain ugly. So on today's show, let's get into why exactly there are so many opinions and some things you'll want to know if you're just getting started and how to have conversations with others when some of the bad and the ugly concepts come up. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good middle of the night, whenever it is that you're listening. Thanks so much for joining me on today's show. And as always, I'd love to know what brought you here. Send me a tweet. Let me know what one you're listening to. And you can do that over on Twitter at Jackie Ulmer. I've mentioned before that my coaching, I'm working on my coaching certification. I've been coaching for over 15 years, but I'm actually finalizing it and getting my certification because I'm really passionate about mindset coaching as well as social media coaching and the typical nuts and bolts of network marketing. But I know that the missing piece for many is that mindset. So you can go to jackieulmer.com/mindshift. Get signed up on my notification list. You can also listen to a free 1-hour webinar that I did, along with a handout there where you can download some exercises if you're feeling stuck in your business, some things that might move you out of stuck. Get on that notification list because I'm going to be offering some free coaching sessions that I'm going to need to complete my certification. And as always, my Inner Circle group coaching is alive and well at jackieulmer.com/coach. Everything from setting up your blog, getting your lead capture there, creating content, marketing it out on social media, some tips and tricks on building traffic, all that's over there. And you can ask questions. I spend my time there answering questions in the forum and doing my own set of coaching there. Unfortunately, I can't coach through email anymore. I just don't have the time to do that. And I'm sure you understand that. But, I have other things in my life that I'm looking to do. So that's where I do it best because it benefits more people. Okay, so with that, let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly in MLM. Let's talk about the good first. And it's funny, you're going to find that some of these are good and bad, not necessarily ugly, but some of the good is also the bad, and I'll share that. And it kind of starts with number one, which is one of the beauties of network marketing is that you can truly start your own business for less than $500 typically. There are a few other programs out there that are more, but by and large, most companies that you're going to run into, most well-known established network marketing companies are going to be about $500 or less. Now, that's not the end of it. I always like to be clear on that. You typically have a monthly cost of doing business, a monthly auto ship to get you the products and services that you need to keep promoting. Okay, that's just part of doing business. Just like if you were at a McDonald's, you wouldn't place your first order and then think that that's going to last you forever. You've got to do an ongoing weekly or maybe even biweekly order of the products and supplies that you need, not only to, you know, sell products, but also to do marketing and different things like that. So in addition to that, you are going to have ongoing monthly costs. Any business would. So if any of this is striking you as out of the ordinary, probably owning your own business is not for you. And that's okay. It's not for everybody. You have to understand that you're starting a business. You're not hiring on to a job or as an employee. And then there are other marketing costs that go along with it too. So I never want to make that initial startup fee sound like that's all there is to it. One of the second beauties of network marketing is that you can truly learn great business skills. Now, I say can because not everybody will. Not everybody chooses to. For some reason, so many people think they're buying a lottery ticket when they join network marketing. Like any business, this is a business about skill development. You know, if you wanted to become an actor or a singer-songwriter, a musician, if you wanted to become an attorney, a doctor, you think about all those different professions that are out there, a pilot like my husband, you've got to learn specific skills to be successful in that profession. And network marketing is no different. If you're willing to be coachable and you're willing to apply the skills that you're taught and that you learn, you're going to be successful. Everything from sales. Yes, I did say sales. I know many people like to think that's a dirty word. It's not. Sales is fabulous. You know, most of the top income earners in the world are in some way involved in sales. The thing of it is, you just want to shift your mindset around how you think about sales and don't think of that, you know, shiesty person you may have seen or experienced in the past, you know, a used car salesman kind of thing where all they want to do is sell you the car. And that type thing. No, we are solutions providers, and that's what generates sales. You also learn good marketing skills. There's a difference between sales and marketing. Google it if you need to know the difference. You learn great networking skills, how to network with people, how to find out more about them, how to ease your product, your opportunity into the conversation, and how to be a true go-giver, definitely. You'll learn good communication skills, how to ask good questions, how to, you know, get to the heart of why somebody might be right for your business and let people go if they're not, because that's okay too. You'll learn great leadership skills, and you'll certainly learn plenty about your own strengths and weaknesses. This is often the hardest thing for people. People are very often ready and willing to recognize their strengths, but they have a real challenge, you know, taking the lid off the box and looking at their weaknesses, acknowledging them, and then not beating themselves up over it, but figuring out how they can turn those weaknesses into strengths. A third great thing about network marketing is that it can create passive and residual income. And it's kind of important that you understand the difference. Residual income is recurring month after month, okay? Passive income isn't always month after month, but residual income is that income that's created month after month. And you know, insurance, songwriters, performers, those type people often earn recurring income on the work that they do one time, and it pays off for them in royalty type payments. And so residual income can be a very big part of network marketing. Passive income is what you make without doing much for it. So passive income could be something that happens one time. So for instance, let's say in your company, you get someone started in network marketing, they sign up and they buy the big starter kit and you receive a fast start bonus for it. That is to some extent passive income. What I mean by that, it's income that maybe you did or didn't do a lot of work, and I'm kind of referring more to online marketing. I mean, I've had people, you know, hit my website, join my team, and I've never even had a conversation for them. I did the work one time to put it out there on the internet, and people have signed up. I consider that very passive income. I didn't even have to exchange an email with them personally or have a phone conversation. Now, that's not the way that I like to do things. I believe in a people business. I really want to build a relationship with those people who I bring into my business because I take on a bit of personal responsibility about their success or failure. But it's passive income when you make something without doing a lot for it. Now, your residual income turns into a passive type income very often. You know, sometimes when you've built up your team to a certain level and real life situations get in the way, you can actually take some time off and your check doesn't necessarily go down. You still keep getting that check month after month. That can be passive and residual income. And honestly, both of them typically build over time, but residual income certainly builds over time. It's very much like compound interest, and it's important to understand that. This is not get rich quick, which we'll get to when we get to the bad and the ugly part of network marketing. The fourth thing that's fabulous about network marketing are the tax advantages. If you run your business right, you can experience tremendous income flow, almost, it seems like, from the tax advantages. You can take your tax bracket down dramatically if you're truly working your business, not just as a hobby. You're traveling, you're investing in your business and doing those type things. Those all create write-offs for you, which can ultimately bring you to a different tax bracket, and you could get a nice refund at the end of the year or pay less in taxes and a lot of exciting things. This is one huge benefit that most people don't get and they don't take advantage of. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. It's not really a secret, but you want to get a great tax advisor to help you figure out what you can and can't do. There are great resources out there. If you go to the show notes, JackieElmer.com/110, I'm going to take you to some books where you can learn a little bit more. Simple books just to get started, to learn a little bit more about the tax advantages that are out there so that you can begin to take advantage of those. Because it's very important that you have a basic understanding of what those tax advantages can be. I'm not a tax professional. I am not advising you. I am not telling you that you can write off your travel or anything like that. I'm telling you that I have, because I have adhered to the policies and procedures that allow me to do that. So it's important that you know what those are. And if you're outside of the United States, some of this may vary for you. So I apologize. I'm obviously talking more to the audience within the U.S., but I feel confident, not certain, but confident that there's probably tax advantages for you, whatever country you're in. So you'll want to do some research on those type things. But once you really get the power of the tax advantages associated with the home business, that is an amazing benefit to our business. Number five, personal growth and stretching yourself. Now, a lot of people tend to bleep right over this, especially in the beginning. It's like, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I'm going to grow and become a better person and on and on and on. All right, let's get to the next section. And you know why I say that? Because I did the same thing. I really, truly did. I didn't get that part for a long, long time. And once I did, you know, I became a devoted student to personal growth and development. And it's helped me in so many areas of my life, not the least of which is communicating with my children and other family members, and being able to ask good questions and becoming a better listener and learning to not be defensive about things and so many different things. But the personal growth and stretching yourself and kind of back to developing those communication skills and a lot of that, I'm telling you, it's amazing. Now, a sixth great thing is that this is a business. Network marketing is a business that you can will, that you can sell, and that you can pass on in most cases. Now, you're going to want to check with your company's policies and procedures. I know that there's a few party plan companies out there who do not allow this, and perhaps even some network marketing companies. So you want to check on this, and you want to know, but that's a great thing to know. And you may be thinking now, well, you know, I'm never going to want to sell my business, or, you know, I'm young, I'm not going to die anytime soon. It's still good to know what you can and can't do and what things you might want to set up just in case, because we never know what's going to happen. And then number seven, and I'll close with this on the good things, although there are many others, it truly offers you fabulous income potential. Now, it's unlimited incomes. A lot of people like to say that. I don't like to use that term quite so much. I like to say fabulous income potential. Unlimited to me just sounds a little hypey, but it really is unlimited in terms of what you can do and create if you're willing to get out there and stretch yourself and develop those business skills and do the work that's needed to grow a successful network marketing business. So it's important for you to decide, what are your income goals? What are you looking to create? And then what is it going to take to get there? Okay, don't just do pie in the sky, write down some big number, and then, you know, spend your time doing nothing but listening to podcasts like this one or reading books and that kind of thing. You have to be out there taking the action on a regular basis for that income to start to grow. And don't forget about residual and passive income. And don't forget that it's something that builds over time. It's very much like compound interest and like the penny a day concept, which doubles, you know, over time, but it does take time. All right, let's talk about some of the bad then in network marketing. Well, it's a simple business concept and it's simple to do. And that might sound like a good, and really and truly it is, but it's not easy. And it's not easy largely due to mindset. The only part about this business that's hard is what lies between our two ears. It really is. There's nothing hard about picking up the phone and saying to someone, hey, do you keep your income options open? I found something great that I'm pursuing to make some extra income, and I wanted to call you. I thought of you because I'm not sure. Maybe you're looking too. And if so, I'd love to share with you what I'm doing and see if we could partner together. I think we'd have some fun growing this together. I mean, think about how easy you can make this conversation if you can get your own ego out of the way about it. Okay. So it's a simple concept, but it's not always easy. And it's not easy because our mindset makes up for us, the reasons why it's hard or different things like that. Another reason there's some bad is that in the past, and even probably going on today, it's been associated with certain get-rich-quick schemes. Some unscrupulous companies have called themselves network marketing companies, and they're really not. They're more like pyramid schemes. And there's a big difference between the two, but in some circles, the names have been closely aligned by some unscrupulous people, most often not by the company itself, but by some of those crazy representatives who are out there who just really don't get it. And so they bring the whole profession down with those unscrupulous tactics. Now, it goes on in everything. It's kind of funny. You can Google real estate investing scams. I mean, there's almost nothing that you can't Google out there to find a lot of things that have gone on in other professions. Now, does that mean real estate is bad? Does that mean you shouldn't get involved in real estate if that's an interest of yours? No, of course it doesn't mean that. What it means is that you just need to be smart, do your due diligence, and figure out what's going to be a fit for you. Now, a third negative or bad about network marketing is that very often we attract the wrong type of people. We attract people with a lottery mentality, and that's a sad thing because this is not a lottery. This is not get rich quick. You've got to sign up for a small amount of money, but then you've got to actually do the work. Okay. And number four, the reality of it is that most people are going to quit after they sign up. Most people are going to quit. There's no doubt about that. It's sad, but it's true. But most people quit a lot of other things too. They quit diet, fitness, they quit marriages. You know, they quit a lot of different things. And I'm not trying to point a finger at anybody or anything like that. I know that there are reasons for quitting everything, so don't get sensitive if you hear me say that. But most people are going to quit this business. Some of them quit after they sign up and spend the money and look at what it's going to take, and they don't ever even talk to anyone, but they quit. Or maybe they talk to just two or three people who tell them no, or maybe one of them laughs at them or something, and they quit. Or they talk to a few people, you know, spend some time listening to seminars, going to the meetings and different things like that, and then they quit within 60 days when they're not making any money back. There is a reason why we say it's a minimum 2 to 5 year plan for success. And I say minimum, that really means if you're taking a full-time focused effort. Now, by full-time, I don't mean 40 hours a week. I mean really more like 10 to 15 hours a week, but it's very focused, very committed, and you're taking the right action steps. You can build a very powerful business on 10 hours a week in 2 to 5 years if you stay very focused and very committed. And that leads me to number five. It takes a serious focus and commitment. And that's the bad part of it, because most people truly aren't willing to do that. For most people, it's a whole lot easier to sit down and watch The Big Bang Theory or reruns of Seinfeld, or, you know, tune into mindless news that just brings up a lot of negative, than it is to take that same 30 minutes to an hour and put that into building a business, put that into calling a few people, following up, and doing those action steps that it takes to be successful. Number six, the low cost of entry. Now, I mentioned this is number one of the good, and it does seem kind of funny to have it listed as both good and bad, but I mentioned that it would be. But because it is such low cost, it's much easier for people to quit and just give up. They figure, oh, you know, I lost $500, you know, I've spent that on a weekend in Vegas or whatever it is, and that's kind of what they chalk it up to. It's sad but true, so that low cost of entry is a double-edged sword. And number seven of the bad, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but it's true, and I like to be very honest about it, you still don't truly own a business. Okay, so you've gotten out of corporate America possibly once you've made it, meaning you don't so much have a boss anymore, you can set your own hours and that type thing, but your company still truly owns your business. Okay, they deliver the products, they deliver the paycheck, and ultimately they've kind of got control of your downline too, and your customers to a certain extent. You're still at their mercy, so should they change a product formulation or, you know, get hit with something, get hit with a lawsuit or some negative press or you know, they change that comp plan and you don't like it and it's quite different than what you thought, whatever it is, you're still at their mercy. Now, I don't like to bring that up to scare anybody or make them start having second thoughts. That's a reality in anything that you do. Until you truly own your own business, you're developing your own products, whether they're passive products, digital products, whatever they are, coaching services or that type thing, until you truly own a business like that, you're still at the control of someone else. So you're still at their mercy. And I just like to be really honest about that because those things do happen. Companies close their doors, they merge, they change product lines, they change compensation plans, they change ways of doing business, and they don't always make the most sound, great decisions. And you and I can't control that. So that is one of the bads, and I just wanted to be honest and bring it up. All right, now let's talk about the ugly, okay? Let's talk about the ugly. Well, there are those who are out there promising get rich quick, okay? And that is an ugly of our profession because I don't know anyone who gets rich quick in our profession. Yes, there are some who go quickly and faster than others, but I can guarantee you there's a story behind the story, and most of them have built something else long before they built network marketing. So they have a strong center of influence, they've already developed strong business skills, and they're out there taking action. So if you were to look at them and compare yourself to them, the only way to truly do a comparison to someone who goes fast is to look at their backstory and look at their calendar, look at their action steps, look at their list, and align that to yours and say, is this apples to apples in a comparison, or is it apples to oranges? Because there is absolutely a difference. Now, those people who promise get rich quick, here are some of the things that you might see or hear about that, which are other points in the ugly part of it. There's no selling involved. Well, you know, I know, you hear, we share, we don't sell, but come on, there is to some extent. And when I hear that, what I think that, you know, sometimes it's that there are no products that change hands, you know. All you got to do is sign up a few people who sign up a few people who sign up a few people. Well, that's technically a pyramid scheme. Okay, no money should change hands until there's an exchange of product of some sort, whether it's a new distributor kit or something, there's got to be some product that changes hands. Number three, you might hear, never talk to anyone. That's one of the ugly things of our business. Now, seriously, think about that. Who builds a business without talking to anyone? Now, you may look around at brick and mortar businesses and think, well, they don't really talk to anyone. Yes, they do. I promise you the owner's either paying for advertising. I mean, they're talking to people in many different ways. It's not just happening by coincidence. Now, certainly with a storefront, some people will see it, find it, visit it, that type thing. Absolutely, those things happen, and I'm not trying to pretend that they don't, but they're talking to people. There's not a business out there that doesn't succeed without getting out there and opening a mouth and sharing the news about it, that it's going on. A fourth or another thing that's part of the ugly and a thing that you might hear is, we do the work so you don't have to. We'll do the work for you. Run fast and run far when you hear something like that. Again, seriously, do you really believe that? If it were true, we'd all be rich and on an island somewhere drinking, you know, our fabulous exotic cocktail out of a coconut. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, some people who quit never take personal accountability or responsibility. That's an ugly part of our business. They get signed up, they think they're buying a lottery ticket, and then they decide they're not going to do it, and they go out and they bash and trash the network marketing profession. I actually just talked to a prospect the other day who, you know, beat around the bush, and finally she let me know that she'd been involved in network marketing before, but she was misled as to what it was going to take. And I said, well, what do you mean that by that? You know, tell me how you were misled. Well, all anybody kept telling me is I needed to talk to my family and friends, and I needed to talk to my family and friends. So, you know, the opportunity really wasn't presented to me the way that it really is. And I wasn't going to get into a big fight with her, but I'm guessing, because I know the names of some of the companies that she got involved with, and yeah, it could be that, you know, she was told she'd never have to talk to anyone, but by and large, most companies and most distributors are pretty upfront about making your list and the things it's going to take initially to be successful. And so if someone feels misled, they need to look inward even then too, to say, did I really ask all the right questions? Did I really understand what was going to be required of me to make money with this business venture? Okay, so you have to take some personal accountability and responsibility. And if you choose not to want to do those methods, that's okay, but don't blame someone else for that. Just please don't do that. Now, a sixth part of the ugly is front loading. There are some companies that like to front load you. They like to load you up with thousands of dollars worth of product. You may have heard it called garage qualified in the past, meaning you've stocked a bunch of product in your garage and you're qualified for the next promotion or pay level based on all this money that you put into it, all this product that you bought. And very often that helps your upline make a promotion too. But it's not a great way of launching a business for most people. So you want to beware of front loading, because that's one of the ugly things that can go on with our business. And then the seventh and final ugly part of the business is that most people will never make a dime, and they're going to feel like they lost money, quote unquote, I lost money in that, and they're going to go out and talk about it. Well, again, we can take a look at that and decipher it down and see, did they really lose money or did they spend money? Were they the ones that actually took their credit card out, you know, clicked sign up, and maybe didn't have all their questions answered or didn't really do some soul searching thoroughly to make sure that they were going to be willing to do the work? So here's the bottom line. If you truly want freedom and lifestyle and you're willing to actually follow a system and do the work, you can have what you want with network marketing, and it just might be the perfect fit for you. If you're someone who's overly concerned with what you perceive, and I say that with emphasis, that others may think of you, it's going to be a long, tough road full of frustration, and it may not be for you. I want to encourage you to get on my Mindshift webinars, jackiealmer.com/mindshift, if that's something you're struggling with, but you're willing to work through it. And if you're way too caught up in the ugly side of things, you believe everything that you read on the internet, it may not be for you. Because everything negative that is said about network marketing and our profession usually has a very sound, solid explanation if we can get to the heart of it. Yes, there are bad people out there in our profession, just like any profession, and show me any business that doesn't have this. You know, I mentioned real estate. If you decide that network marketing is for you, just don't use the bad and ugly as a crutch or justification for why it won't work for you. So let's talk about some action steps for you to take. First of all, get clear on your own mindset around network marketing. Second, surround yourself with the type of people within our profession, within the network marketing and multi-level profession, who you want to be like, who you want to emulate, who have the kind of story that you relate to, and you can say, oh man, you need to hear from this person because they did XYZ. Be around those people who you trust and enjoy spending time with. Okay, that's going to help you move past any negativity. And then do some inner soul searching. Are you one of those people like me? You're absolutely driven to be one of the 3% versus the 97%, one of the 3% who really makes it and makes a decent income, and then move on to be one of the 1%, someone who makes a fabulous income, and then ultimately one of the 0.5% that make more than you know, 99.5% in all of the US and other countries around the world. Do some inner soul searching and see if you're willing to do what it takes to reach that level. And then finally, put your blinders on and get out there and get to work. Okay, time for the iTunes review shout out. I want to thank Dale Callahan, who writes, "All those people I know doing network marketing and making nothing happen should be listening to this. Common sense advice from someone who knows how to make it happen." Dale, thanks so much. And you've been entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching program. If you would like to be entered, just leave your review over at jackiealmer.com/iTunes or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher. And I will make sure that you get a shout out on the show, a shout out on my website, and entered into a free month of coaching. You'll find the show notes over at jackiealmer.com/110. Wow, 110. I can't believe it. And as always, I love to hear from you. Send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know what's on your mind. Do you have a question, something you'd like to hear addressed on the podcast? You can use the hashtag #JackieElmer or #JackieElmer, because I make sure that I see those and then I'll get those questions answered. You can also leave it to me via SpeakPipe, and actually we can hear you and get your website linked. Go to jackiealmer.com/question. And as you leave your message, include a link to your blog. I would love to give you a link back. And if this has been helpful, Let your team know. Send this out to other people and let them know to come on over and listen to the show. So it's Jackie Elmer, and until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show, and have a fun, profitable week.